In 3, 2, 1. News Talk 1620 WTAW on this Labor Day Monday, a United Way update. Don Dickinson is with the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Don, your official title?
Gosh, I don't even BC, know anymore.
Between chief cook and bottle washer.
Right. Janitor. No, I'm the resource development manager at United Way of the Brazos Valley.
So translate that.
Well, it means I'm in charge of the campaign. That means that I'm in charge of managing the state employee charitable campaign and all of its activities, raising the money, working with businesses to secure contributions to help make our organization run so that we can do our work.
Folks are listening to this on September 1st, which means the community campaign is a month old. How are things going?
Things are going pretty well. I think we have several community campaign businesses like Walmart, Target, HEB have already completed their campaigns. And while we don't have official numbers via email or mail or text or whatever, I know that I have some verbal reports that those campaigns actually did really well. And we're, you know, probably looking at somewhere in the range of between $130,000 and $150,000 already pledged from those businesses.
And September 1st marks the start of the state charitable campaign.
Yes. State employee charitable campaign runs from September 1st through October 31st every year. It's the only way, and it's mandated by legislative action. It's written into law. It's the only way that state employees can contribute to charities through payroll deduction in the state of Texas. That kicks off today. So we're really excited about that.
And how do folks go about, let's concentrate on the state employees campaign since we're just getting off the ground with that. How do folks go about making that happen?
State employees at each state agency, like Texas A&M, the Texas A&M System, the Texas Department of Transportation, Texas Department of Public Safety, all of these state agencies, employees at those state agencies will hear some sort of message from an internal coordinator that's been chosen from state headquarters, wherever that is. They'll hear about the opportunity to give to the state employee charitable campaign, and they'll be provided with pledge authorization forms and a directory of charities and all of the materials that they need to make an informed decision about which charities they want to designate to. And that's really unique about the state employee charitable campaign as well. It's 100% designation. The donor chooses where the dollar goes. And there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of charities statewide that a donor can designate to. So if someone opens up a directory of charities and they cannot find something that ignites their fire, then they're really just not looking hard enough.
And how does one go about then, as it applies to United Way of the Brazos Valley, how does that relationship work?
How that relationship works, number one, is United Way of the Brazos Valley manages the state employee charitable campaign. So we process all of those, all the paperwork and all of those things. We're also a participating charity. So we're located, you can find United Way of the Brazos Valley in that directory of charities and designate dollars to United Way. So the relationship kind of works both ways. We manage it, but we also receive designated funds from it.
So if a state employee has a question, then they will be going to their internal coordinator with the agency that they're an employee of.
Correct. And if that internal coordinator, if they have a question and the internal coordinator can't answer it, I would be able to. So that's another really, it's kind of a complicated, it's a simple question, complicated answer. But the main thing is that I'd be able to answer any questions that anybody has about either the community campaign or the state employee charitable campaign.
Well, that opens the door then to have me ask you, how do people find you, regardless if it's the state employees campaign or the community campaign?
Sure. Well, the phone number at United Way of the Brazos Valley is 696-4483. I'm going to go out on a limb here, take a little risk, and give people my direct extension, 118. And my email address is ddickinson@uwbv.org. And I'm always available. I try to be as responsive as I can be to answer any questions or concerns that anyone has.
And then back to the community campaign, y'all are still in the process, even though the campaign's a month old, you're still doing presentations.
Absolutely. We should be able to have presentations for the next several months. That being said, there are campaign volunteers, almost 30 of them, out into the community right now, coordinating, getting things ready for businesses to hold those employee workplace campaigns, those meetings. And so I would encourage any business owner, manager, human resources director, when one of those campaign volunteers contacts you about United Way, schedule a meeting for United Way representatives, either myself or our president, CEO, or one of those campaign volunteers, to have a meeting with your employees to answer those questions, because so many people out in the community have questions about United Way, and those meetings are a great way to answer those.
And again, going to the website or giving you a call is a way to make that happen.
Sure, absolutely. And our website, I failed to mention that, is www.uwbv.org.
What else have I missed that listeners need to know?
Give early, give often. It's not like voting. You can give more than once. You can't vote more than once, but you can give more than once.
Don Dickinson, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.